Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
I don't know who said it. I've said it enough times that it should be my quote, but somebody said, for evil to thrive, you need good people to do nothing.
And when
everybody kind of plays a role where you're planted, who's around you, who do you have influence over? But when you see somebody that has a lot at risk everything mm-hmm. to tell the truth, and to look at the darkest things and not turn away, but to lean into them, it's very inspiring. Today's guest is a international lawyer, tech entrepreneur. Somewhere along the line, in spite of not being a social media enthusiast himself, he acquired Clout Hub, became the CEO of that company's acquisition. He's owner of over 8 different insurance companies, which gives you a very unique insight to actuarial math, probability math, and what's going on in the world when it comes to the truth. Because you can lie to 1,000 different people, but insurance companies base everything on truth and numbers. And I'm excited to dive into those exact things with Mr. Todd Callender.
Introduction. That is really kind of you. Thank you. You make me sound a lot more impressive than I actually am.
Oh, we know better than that.
Yeah. I love being at airports and watching people. I like being at the DMV and watching people and at events and how do people respond if the air conditioning goes out and who complains and who works towards, hey, how can I help? You know, I love watching human nature because a group of people respond to the same instance in a different way. Mm-hmm. Everybody can complain about it, but not everybody is going to say, well, you know, I've got a thing in my truck I could get, you know, and there's a fan I could, you know, we could put a trash can below that, part of the solution. And you're a gifted guy that has done the most with your skills and abilities, but you've offered them to the world in a really mm-hmm. aggressive way. You know, hey, how can I take my time, service, and treasure and actually move the needle and help people?
Well, likewise. You know what? We wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be talking if it weren't for you and what it is you do and those like you getting the word out. Humanity was marked for extinction, and we're not, because people like you, yourself, said, no, we're not going quietly into the night. So this has been a team effort in every respect. I'm just a lawyer trying to put things right, but it's really the support of the masses that counts.
For the Flyover family members that maybe haven't seen you before, Todd, can you kind of fill us in what's been happening in your life and as far as the vaccinations and all of that since, say, 2021, 2022, and kind of what we've seen since then?
And where did your life kind of take a funny curve?
Oh, boy. Yeah, boy, did it. So, you know, I come from the vaccine business. I live in the Caribbean, and I'm in the Caribbean because I was in the vaccine business. I was conducting clinical field trials for my family's needle-free mass vaccination device. I did that in Cuba, 3 years of it. And Cuba was an enemy nation at the time I was a licensee, in fact, the very first licensee by our government, which put me in a unique position as kind of a mediator between Fidel and the White House, believe it or not. And towards the end of what I was doing down there, I actually brought the WHO and Pfizer and other companies into Cuba and introduced them to the highest levels of the government. They continued on to do business. So I was wholly invested in the vaccine mania and a true believer. And so one of the problems came immediately in 2020 when the government and elements of it started talking about using mRNA shots to cure this new disease, this viral disease. And, you know, we had been testing mRNA for 20 years. All of the test animals died. So how is it possible? And this is what effectively happened in 2021. In the summer of that, I was talking with General McInerney, a friend of yours, somebody who was just on, with other people in uniform, including the venerable and now very infamous Teresa Long, Lieutenant Colonel and Doctor, flight surgeon in the Army. And we looked at the paradigm that was developing, which was the military was going to implement this mRNA thing. They were going to force 1.4 million service members active duty to take it all at once. It was experimental. All the test animals died. And worse, there was already rumblings about making this compulsory for the rest of the planet. Effectively, what we were seeing was a militarized operation in public health. And how do we stop this? And so I filed a temporary restraining order against the Department of Defense, Health and Human Services, and the FDA to try and stop them. I put into evidence that mRNA was dangerous, it was experimental, and you can't experiment on people without their informed consent. And I actually really believed that the DOJ, who represented the government, was going to say, oh, you know what, fine, let's just take a break. We'll reanalyze this stuff. Because I had learned people as affiants, the evidence in the record, including Dr. McCullough. But that's not at all what happened. The government doubled down. They filed what are called responsive pleadings. They weren't answers to the complaint. And I spent the last 3.5 years litigating against the federal government all the way to the Supreme Court. With the threshold issue, people don't want to hear this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, the threshold issue is whether or not people that got the mRNA shots are the chattel property of the patent holders. Sad to say that that is the state of existing U.S. case law, Supreme Court precedent. So we've been doing everything that we can to say, hey, you can't own people. The 13th Amendment exists. Hey, we got to stop this. No more mRNA. And we're finally making a little bit of progress, in so much that now we're seeing Japan, Netherlands today, Costa Rica, we've got some huge movement going on there. The world is finally awakening to something. Almost 4 years ago, we were saying, put the brakes on this. Whoa, we're getting there. We're getting there. And like I said, I'm not just trying to be ingratiating. I really do appreciate what it is you all do. It is only by your efforts, it's only by humanity rising up and saying, no, we're not going to do this, that we've stopped this, that we're alive today because of that.
There's some concerning numbers that I've heard you share before about kind of where the numbers are in the military as far as deaths. Do you want to cover that as well and kind of what the forecast might be for that?
In particular, your mind as you looked at them. Yeah. I mentioned in the intro, you know, probability and actuarial math. When you look at, I thought this from the jump, it's like, okay, they can, you know, do everything on this conveyor belt. But eventually, if you want to know the truth of, like, you know, who's more likely to have a car accident, it's more expensive to insure an 18-year-old boy than an 18-year-old girl. Right. Well, how come? Well, if you ever turn on YouTube and you watch these YouTube fail videos and somebody's like, here, hold my beer, I could jump off of this house into the swimming pool.
Never a girl.
They're always men. It's always young boys.
Women would not do that.
That are doing those. I watch those and I'll pause it sometimes. I think they're hilarious, you know, because there's something about people getting hurt but surviving.
But they're okay.
Yeah. They walk away, but it's just, I don't know. I think it's funny. You know, skiing accident. Would you ever do that? She's like, no,
never.
And I'm like, I've done that. I've jumped into a pool from a building, and it's
off
like
of a roof.
Off of a roof. Yeah. But also, I was younger. I should have paid a higher insurance back then than I do in my 50s. You know, I make different choices now. So insurance companies factor all those things in. If you live in this neighborhood, if you, you know, it's more expensive than if you live in another one. So all of these things eventually. Insurance companies look very hard at the numbers. They're not going to just ignore something. And that's where I think the rubber meets the road. Eventually, in this conveyor belt, is going to be the insurability.
And it's already happening. And it has been happening. So at the very beginning of this thing, right after I filed the lawsuit, we had come to understand we were getting just boatloads of evidence. The amount of service members that came to our little law firm of 3 pro bono lawyers was insane. It was thousands and thousands of people, which brought whistleblowers. Including, you know, flight surgeons from the military, amongst others. So we actually got the good data. Colonel Chambers, Peter Chambers, a doctor, again, an Army flight surgeon, Mark Bashaw, it was a public health guy in the military, Dr. Sam Sigaloff, were all whistleblowers of our law firm that went to Congress with Senator Johnson. Tom Rentz happened to be there representing him, and disclosed what is called the DMED database. It's the military's epidemiological database where they track everything. So when you go for your first physical to get into the military to the day that you retire out of it or deceased, whatever the case may be, everything is tracked. And we saw these exploding rates, an 1,100% increase in all-cause morbidity and mortality for 10 minutes in 2021 over all of the prior year. And this is reported by 4 different public health officials inside of the military saying, holy cow, look at these HIV rates. They're off the chart. HIV accounts for something like 400% cancer rates. Just, it's all this crazy stuff. And so when you look at that from an actuarial point of view, there's an environmental factor that must be taken into consideration. Because if you had huge cancer rates, okay, and everybody's getting that cancer, what's causing that? But when you see across the board, everybody's now getting super sick and dying at extraordinary rates. The sigma displacement, the standard deviations was 6 or 7 at the time. way off the chart. The point of which is this was universal amongst the service members. And what we came to find is that there were HIV proteins actually put into the shots. Three of them, the AD5, the PP14, and the GP120. We found and we tracked them back. Again, we got loads of expert witnesses. And so what you found is that with the taking of three shots, they effectively eliminated people's natural immunity. And this is why you see across the board all of these diseases rising at the same time. And it wasn't just one. It was all of them, mm-hmm. including the HIV rates going higher. What's really depressing about all that is at the same time I was asking our actuaries in 2021, look, this is what we're seeing in the military. What are you seeing? And they only provided us the industry. Nobody has seen since, other than the insurers themselves, the first quarter of 2021's actuarial rates. So normally you would have morbidity and mortality rates that be published based on age and where somebody lives, smoker, not smoker, the basics that you just made reference to, David. And you can use that in the rule of large numbers. So if there's 100,000 people, those statistics are very, very accurate, and you can plan accordingly. All of a sudden, those meant nothing and worked. The actuarial societies were not publishing the new tables. In fact, I'm sad to say to you that I raised this issue with our actuaries. It's a big firm, like one of the world's largest firms, and they stopped talking to me. I had to hire other actuaries when I said, look, there's nobody dying in 2020 outside of the norm. There are no flu cases being reported. There's no excess deaths at all. Here we are in 2021, and we're 1,100% morbidity and mortality. We're in the morbidity business, disability, critical illness, things of that nature. So we're seeing this firsthand. And the actuaries lockstep. But I mean that word specifically, lockstep, closed shop, we're not talking, and have it since. We're still using actuarial tables from 2016. And so we're just kind of figuring it out as we go, as are other insurers. And David, you're exactly right. The claims are getting paid, but there's this consolidation in the U.S. marketplace, the world marketplace anyway. It's moving towards a Soviet model economy where there's two fully integrated companies in each and every segment of the economy. You're seeing this in the insurance side, too. And the government is picking winners and losers. The public-private partnership. So while these companies are having to pay out claims, death claims, they're not talking about it. They're paying out disability claims, and the government is subsidizing it because they were the chosen winners, right? Everybody else flounders and dies. One of our insurance managers has gobbled up 150 insurance companies per year for the last 2 years. Why? Because they couldn't pay the claims. And so they get intervened. So there's a real effect, rubber hitting the road, but it's not universal because the government is picking the winners and losers, and they're paying the claims through the insurance companies so that nobody sees it.
So they're subsidizing it. So, all right, everybody's made a big migration to Florida. It's the big win. You know, you want some freedom, you want some sun, you know, Florida's the way to go. It's getting hard to get insurance in Florida if you own a home, you know. Well, right. It's because storms and payouts and you know, State Farm, I think, might have, you know, pulled out of Florida or is limiting their exposure. I don't know the exact numbers on those, but there's things you hear a lot, you know, because they have to financially withstand the impact of the percentage of claims in Florida that are different than Missouri. And so what you're saying is those claims are taking place, but instead of being spread across a large number of companies that are visibly exposed in their financials to increased claims, it's consolidating to a smaller number of companies that are are being subsidized by the government itself to keep this quiet, and then they can appear and keep the appearance of prosperity and all things are normal. Because of an external subsidization by the taxpayers.
Well stated. Yes, that's exactly right. And it's almost the perfect storm in the insurance business. And mind you, it sounds anecdotal. I think this is what we're seeing in a lot of industries, including the banking industry. So while all of that is happening, accounting rules changed. Just like in 2008, prior to that crisis, we had the introduction of a mark-to-market rule. All of a sudden, everybody's securities they hadn't had losses on because they didn't sell them was having to recognize the losses. Lo and behold, what happens? The entire market goes boom, right? Mm. It died. That was an accounting rule change. The same thing happened in the insurance companies, right? We're operating under International Financial Reporting Standards 14 came into being. And what it does is it allows the actuaries and the auditors to subjectively value your reserves. So they're looking at your health as a financial entity And they're making the decision subjectively whether they like your investment in T-bills, whether they like your investment in land. And what that does is lower the ability for you to write business. So all at the same time to what you're talking about, now come these new insane rules that dictate that whatever the auditors and the actuaries say, your securities are worth or what they're worth. Forget about mark to market. Right? It's now what they say it is. And this is much the same that we're seeing in our government. You know, nobody in the federal government, the appointed people, have a valid oath of office, none of them. And yet they carry on making rules. They're not going through the lawmaking process. The Fifth Amendment requires it. They're just writing down stuff and saying, okay, this is now a law. It's the same thing. It's all made up, David, is what I'm trying to say. That what we are seeing is a giant facade that is designed to placate us so that we don't go into the streets and raise hell.
And something I heard you talk about, too, is like where the military numbers are now, but where they're actually looking to go, which is a little scary. Yeah.
Well, it is. And so we were following Fort Bragg in particular because they were having troops dying in their bunks. When they got to 91 troops that had died either in PT or just in their bunks, not wartime, they stopped counting. They stopped publishing. And it got very hard to track after that. And, of course, they locked up the DMED database. So now you don't just get access to it if you're a doc or something else. So in other words, we don't really know anymore. What we came to understand is there's at least 27 million excess deaths in the last year. That's a firm number. And I suspect it's a lot more than that because we're not getting the numbers that we would normally get, you know, from these things, whether that's the insurance companies who aren't talking or whether that's the coroners who are under lock and key. They can't disclose this stuff. They're just cutting off the access to the information. So we have to look in other places for it and just kind of reason it out.
You know, I want to tell our listeners, because if you're listening thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I got the vax or my kids got the vax or I have, you know, family members, loved ones that did get the vax. There are answers. I want you guys to know that as well. And so earlier this week, we interviewed Dr. Stella and we actually brought that question to her and they are having really good results, but there are specific things that they're doing. So if you go to drstellamd.com, you can see it on there. She's got a vax protocol as well as kind of that, you go through that telehealth. And then there's also a prayer that they're taking people through, you know, in believing and healing for that, as well as, you know, combining that with medicine. And so go to Dr. Stella MD, because there are answers. It's not like hopeless. There are answers that people can help you with, but we need to take action.
And you get a discount on everything on her site with promo code Flyover. She does that for all of our audience as well, which, you know, we buy from there and appreciate that. So question on this though, as this moves forward, there's a difference between somebody that smoked as a teenager as opposed to somebody that smoked until they were 60. And so are you seeing anything difference between the number of rounds somebody got or when they got it? Is there a chance that I've always kind of this thought, maybe all of them that went out, because they tracked these pretty close. I think there was barcode, batch numbers. Were they all created equal? Were some different than others? Is there a reason why there are different results for different people? And some of it is maybe the makeup, the health, medications, age, you were on, age, you know, all
sex,
of these things. Like, what other factors are there involved in this with people who've received it?
Well, all of those are good questions. So let's go back to the military study their own. The study is C-459-1001. 44,000 service members and their families were used as guinea pigs for these very same shots, the BioNTech shots in particular. I think Moderna was also used on some of them. And we came to understand what the results of that was thanks to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit that came out. I think it was Judicial Watch actually prevailed. And so we got the 6-month post-marketing review from Pfizer, Pfizer's own documents. And what they reveal is that people that got the shots were given 1,291 new diseases that they didn't go to the field trial with. These diseases were so rare that some of our expert doctors had never heard of them. Two-thirds of them were ones that they hadn't seen in their practice. So all of a sudden, you've got these exploding rates. And what we are starting to see and understand is that this was a bioweapon, right? This was a weapon being tested on those 44,000 service members and their families. To continue on of that, the continuation, Obama said it himself last week or the week before. He said, we just did an experiment on 1.2 billion people or something like that. I can't remember the exact line. I can send it to you, but he's laughing about it. the humanity was in the biggest clinical field trial ever. And so the answer to your question is yes, they were testing. We found in Australia, I collaborate with lawyers all over the world, that 60% of the first round of shots were saline. We don't know whether that happened in the United States. We don't know what those rates were in Europe, for example. But what we do know is that some of them were saline for the first round. What we also know is there were hot loads, meaning that some shots were absolutely devastating, and those people, unfortunately, have probably already died off or they're certainly disabled. Having said that, one of the cool parts is, again, thanks to you and getting word out, and God bless Dr. Stell, she's an original, people are finding answers and they're mitigating the harm, whether it's chlorine dioxide or NAC, glutathione, mm-hmm. all of these things that these doctors are talking about are mitigating the harm. And so people are actually having a whole lot better luck. They're living longer. Their disabilities are less than the Deagle forecast. If you're familiar with that, our government forecasted by next year that we'd have a 73% reduction in population in the United States of America. 73%.
Wow.
I don't think we're headed that way, because it would have already happened. To get 73% reduction, that's 200 million people gone. You know, we would have to be well under that way. That's no small mm-hmm. number. And so what I'm seeing is, and prayer included, we're in the battle for souls. Mm-hmm. And people are finding God. They really are. And, you know, yeah. going back to the military thing, when I sued, we had so many thousands of people calling the law firm for help. All of them, except one that I can think of, had a relationship with God. Some were new, some were old, some had revived them, some were really devout. But everybody, except for one person I can remember, had a relationship with God.
Wow.
And that was discernment.
Yes.
It was all about discernment.
That's huge.
Man,
that's huge.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, I want to talk about, because you are definitely a glass half full kind of a guy. And I want to talk to you about indicators that we are winning. Let's talk about some things that are going on in our world that we're seeing some wins, because there's some things, but it's not being advertised very many places. So I'd love to kind of hear your take on that.
Sure. I'm really excited about those things. So if you look at Europe, right, the part of the attack on humanity was the destruction of the food supply. So the government was mandating the farmers in France and Holland and other places turn mm-hmm. the crops over the field and destroy them, kill your livestock. And the farmers said no. So first and foremost, the military members themselves, 400,000 of them, stood up and said, no, we're not doing this. And what happened? The government had to repeal the mandate, which blew up the whole plan. The U.S. military was actually picked as to be the enforcement weapon that would line people up against a wall and give them a shot, either lead or liquid, didn't matter. But you know what? The service members themselves said, we're not doing that. And so lo and behold, there is no enforcement mechanism. Isn't that beautiful? God love those people. They
I love it.
That's the most beautiful pile of crap I've ever seen.
Exactly right. And that's what those people deserve. So here you see Europe rising, and they're very pacifist. You know, Europeans are not known, except for the French Revolution. But beyond that, I mean, these people are rising up and saying no more.
Yes.
There's a new prime minister in Holland. You look at the fact that NATO has been trying to get people to go into Ukraine, to go and die in the Russian meat grinder, and it's with the exception of France, everybody's like, no, we're not going to go do that. So the operative word here is no, we're not going quietly into the night.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, we're still here. Right. So that's what it takes.
Yeah.
Is the answer is we're not going. We're not doing this.
We will not comply.
If you watch a family at a restaurant and the kids are acting up and the mom or the dad loses their mind and they're screaming and stuff, it's like, it may be noisy and it may be destructive and it may cause a scene, but that's not a parent that's in control. That's a parent that's lost control and is overreaching. They don't really have authority over their own family. And I see that in many countries, Canada specifically.
Yes.
Like Canada's overreach, we saw it with the truckers. We're seeing it with almost weekly, there's some new law of Trudeau doing something. And when you see a large event in Canada, it's always like chanting like F Trudeau, you know, kind of a thing. And they're Canadians, I don't know if it's broad bro struck it, but you know, they're pretty go along, get along kind of a culture for the most part. And for them to be as angry. And so what does the government do? They seem to keep reaching out. I think, you know, their speech, they're threatening. It could be life in prison if you say things you don't like.
Yes.
It's like, yes, that's an out of control parent at the you're sitting at Texas Roadhouse and some dad's losing his mind. It's like, he's not in control.
No, he's no longer in control.
Beautiful. I mean, that's a wonderful analogy, and you're exactly right. Imagine how difficult it is. In Canada, you've got some, you know, purveyor of what's acceptable and what's not. You know, you can put everybody in jail. Do you have any idea how expensive that is? Where exactly are you going to put everyone? It's absurd. They have lost control. It's exactly right, and they don't know what to do about it. And this is the point. Their plan has been ruined, and now they don't know what to do. They know that they need to attack and keep going because they've – look, at the end of the day, they've been caught, right? We all know what happened now, and there's going to be a reckoning. There's going to be a reconciliation, and these people know that they're going to hang. So they got to try and finish the job of destroying humanity, and every time they try, they can't. Why? Because it takes one. It takes one person to screw it up. Melissa McAtee, our producer at Facts Choice, whistleblower from Pfizer, who said, we have no idea what's going in these bottles. And she told the world.
Yep.
And what effect did that have? I mean, there's so many examples of people that stood and said, no, Dan Robert, our plaintiff, first lawsuit against the DOD, he stopped him at the end of the day. Isn't it magnificent what the power of one is? And it's that faith and that courage that drives them. At the end of the day, I want to say it again, it's the faith, right, that drives this. When we don't fear death, we're unstoppable. And that's the beauty of your relationship with God. It's magnificent.
All right, Flavor Family. My name is Avery Whited. I'm the daughter of David and Stacy. I'm just moving in, so I had to get an order from MyPillow and get the things that I needed. So let's look inside. I got some MyPillow towels, kitchen towels. I got some of their Giza sheets. Now, I've never actually been able to use them, but I've heard amazing things from my parents about them. And last but not least, something for Charlie. Hey, dog bed. All right, Charlie, let's go put this in the dryer and flip it up for you. Come on, buddy. Nice and warm and fluffy. Perfect for my little guy. Come here, Charlie. All right, if you want to get your own products, go to mypillow.com and use promo code FLYOVER to save up to 66% off.
So Melissa, what a sweetheart. So yes, she's the one who said, we have no idea. These bags of fluid are coming into the factory. We don't know what's in them. We don't know where they came from. There's no writing on them that we understand. And we stick them in a bottle and send them out. We call them COVID shots. Call them Comirnaty. And that was enough. She couldn't do it. So she did a whistleblower action. We represented her in so doing. Got the information out to Senator Johnson, who's been really lovely in all of this. And all of a sudden, the rest of the world now knows, holy cow, we have no idea what's in these shots. And it's exactly right. And how many people and said, you know, maybe I'm not going to get that second shot, General McInerney, for example.
Yes.
Yes.
So how many people, how many lives did Melissa save because she found that courage? It's magnificent.
It's huge. You're exactly right. When we interviewed her, that was a big thing of her testimony was it was her faith that made her stand up. You know, it was like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that were not willing to bow, you know, even if they were going to be thrown into the fire. They're like, we will not bow. And that's where people have to be. You know, we had the opportunity to interview Dr. Ben Carson the other day, and he was talking about, you know, we can't be the land of the free if we're not home of the brave.
Yeah.
We have to be brave, you know, and that's why our slogan here at Flyer for Conservatives is wake up, speak up, and show up. We have to use our voices, and it's critical, all of us. It's not just a few, and that's what's so encouraging that we're seeing now around the world, that more and more people are speaking up, they're showing up, and they're not
complying. See somebody do it, and it's like, oh, they didn't die.
Right.
It's like, oh, somebody called them a name. Somebody, oh, you're anti-science. It's like, well, maybe not. Okay. Maybe I'm pro-science, you know, and I survived. You called me a racist. I know whether I am or not. That's what's important. Like you're like, and I, like you threw your worst at me. I'm standing.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I can be brave. I didn't die. You know, the world kept spinning.
The ist labels aren't working anymore. Right?
No.
Race is, sex is, whatever. The ist labels aren't working anymore. It's absolutely beautiful. And you know what's even really will depend on that. And this goes back to what it is we're doing right now, is requiring the truth, speaking the truth, demanding it of others. And you simply put those people out of your lives who won't speak it with you. And so this is a beautiful thing. I don't know that there's anything more powerful in this world than the truth.
I totally agree. You know, I want to also ask you about, you know, justice. It seems like the earth is screaming for justice. People are screaming for justice. Do you believe that that is coming for the things that have happened with what we've, let's just take the vaccine for example, with that, do you believe that there is justice coming?
There must be. First and foremost, what we do know is that the Russians had already started their Nuremberg 2.0 war crimes tribunals in Donbass, in the breakaway areas that they're protecting. That's 2 years old now. We only know because Amnesty International made a complaint. So they're already doing that. And by the way, in World War II, well, we had Nuremberg, they had Kiev. They were doing the exact same thing. So they're doing that now. We also see in Costa Rica, I've got some friends down there that have done an amazing job of getting this through the Costa Rican court system. And what's important about that is now these are courts that are in agreements with other countries, mutual legal assistance treaties, amongst other things. And so they've got international obligations now that this is making it through the official process. And Costa Rica is adopting this as being the truth, that this was an attack on humanity, that all of this was poison and planned as such. So that has weighty consequences from an international law perspective, because they have the power, according to the Nuremberg Codex, right? That's when the Germans were defeated and the trials in Nuremberg happened. They were experimenting on people, and from that came international law, which includes something called universal jurisdiction. That means Costa Rica has the ability to actually name people outside of their country as being responsible. They can try them in absentia. They can use the mutual legal assistance treaty and bring them to Costa Rica. But let us assume that some other country says, no, we're not going to give up. Let's say the U.S. says, we're not going to give Fauci over because he had a big role in this. They can try him in absentia, and they can, believe it or not, sentence him. And at some point, when he's getting caught by somebody, they'll carry out the sentence. This is where that's heading. There's no stopping this. They can't put the genie back in the bottle, because we all know, and they also know, that there's too many of us. Killing 7 billion people, which was their mission, is no small task, right? Even if they take a billion of us out, you can't stop 6 billion people. You can't stop 3 billion people. The reckoning is coming one way or another, and they know it.
And I know that is encouraging to a lot of people. Sure, thank you for sharing that. That is so powerful. And then before we let you go, we have to find out about Clout Hub. So you are now the CEO of Clout Hub. So fill our listeners in. What's going on at Clout Hub, and what should we see in the future?
It's God's joke on me. I never had a social media account before April of last year. We acquired Clout Hub Local.
April Fools.
It is April. Oh, dear Lord, is that the truth? So, my friend Jeff Brain, we were invested in Clout Hub. Unfortunately, he had a stroke and he eventually died. So the company really became mine to make sure that his vision was seen through. It is the God, guns, and country social media platform. We don't censor. We don't allow porn. We don't allow gambling. But aside from that, it's where people get together to have an intellectually honest debate. Well, come one, come all. It's free. And not only that, but we've made it multilingual. So you could look at any one of these videos, yours included, and people can watch it in Germany or in Brazil or any other place, even in China. And we built the whole platform such that it's browser-based. And I said China with specificity because we made this in such a way that if the Chinese secret police show up and said, hey, were you watching Flyover Conservatives? That's illegal in China. There is no record of it. That even if you had a video conferencing meeting through our Clout Hub Beats, everything is done anonymously. And that's our belief. If we can bring anonymity and privacy, it equals freedom. So everything is built around that precept to give people the maximum amount of privacy and freedom. The joke is on the government, because we rewrote our policy statement, the privacy policy. It effectively says, don't tell us anything we don't want to know. All we need is an email address and a username, and you're golden. Have fun.
That is too cool. Did you see that the subtitles?
Yes, and for us, I think in
Chinese.
I've never been doing a show watching me do a show. That's like I'm going to get sucked into a time-space continuum or something.
No, I want you to have a Chinese market. I nothing better than 400 million Chinese Christians looking for guidance and looking for hope. So what we'll do is we'll get this out there. And this is the point. 6 billion non-English speakers can now watch you. And that's our mission, is to deliver your message. That's how we survive this, right? Is everybody talking, everybody collaborating, no matter what language it's in. We got to eliminate those borders. And I say that, we've got a tongue in cheek. This is legal. People come across the border need to do it legally too. But we can at least eliminate the barrier to language.
That is so good. Todd, thank you so much for joining us today. I am so encouraged.
My honor.
This was so
good. I'm part freaked out, part encouraged.
I know, at the same time.
I'm like torn.
But you've brought a great perspective, and I know encouragement to a lot of people that have been thinking, is justice coming? So that's absolutely amazing. Flyover family, you can go to clouthub.com. Go to clouthub.com. And thanks again for your time, Todd. We'd love to have you back on again.
Do your feet ache and throb in pain with every step you take every day of your life? Well, kiss those days goodbye with slippers from MyPillow.com. How about that flimsy, flat little excuse for a pillow that's nothing but 8 hours of disappointment, causing you pain in your neck every single night? You can wake up with nothing but butterflies and rainbows around your head with a MyPillow pillow. Those hard wood floors hurting your old bones? No more. With a MyPillow dog bed. Are your towels worn thin, flimsy, more patchy than Joe Biden's memory? There's nothing better than absorbent towels from MyPillow.com. For all of these products and more, go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code FLYOVER for up to 66% off.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
For those of you that are my age or maybe even, a little older in that range, you probably remember this commercial.
Where's the beef?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I guarantee if there's a cut in the supply chain due to weather, any other kind of political attack, we're in election year, your kids are going to be looking at you saying that exact same thing if all you've stored is rice, beans, and maybe some pudding. They're like, where's the beef? They want to substitute real beef for stuff made in a lab.
It's alive! It's alive!
Even if you're, kind of a prepared person, you've got a few things stored, it's hard to take care of the protein source in a way that's still enjoyable. These prices are so good, and the beef isn't in such good quality, you could be storing this beef and use it on a regular basis. This could be part of your Taco Tuesday experience because you don't have to worry about storing it in a freeze location.
The girl has tacos.
So go to flyovermeat.com, use promo code FLYOVER for a huge discount. Again, flyovermeat.com, promo code FLYOVER. For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.